Joining me in the CJMQ studio today is Anne Marcoux, a work integration educator, and she is here to explain about an activity that was organized to give a group of young Anglophone adults on the autism spectrum the opportunity to share with others about their life and work realities. The activity was headed by the Work Integration Program and the Adaptation and Readaptation Services for People Living with PDD of the CRDI TED Estrie in partnership with the CSSS Sherbrooke and complementary services of the Eastern Township School Board as well as the CADI User Committee. I understand that April is Autism Awareness Month, and this event that was held this past April 23rd really gave the opportunity not only of people to become more aware of autism, but for those who do have autism to be able to share their experiences with each other. Welcome, Anne. Can you tell us a little bit more about the activity with Pierre Genet Denis?
We organized a supper with a guest speaker who was a young adult with Asperger's syndrome. He wanted to share his experience with some of our clients because he said when he was growing up, he had no models, no people that lived the same thing as him, and he wanted to change that. So he came to speak to four young men who are on a school path and career path, and he shared his experience and shared some tricks and some of the difficulties, but most of all, what he shared was that there is a life beyond the diagnosis of autism. And following his talk, each one of the participants told us what they do, where they're at in their career path, their school path, what their skills were, and it was quite impressive to hear each one of them. They all have amazing skills, and that was Pierre's big message, is to learn to use your skills.
Well, that must have been amazing. With us today as well, we have two participants who were able to hear the talk that he gave. First of all, we have with us Sam Andred Sangster. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from?
I'm from Cookshire Eaton. I'm a New Horizons student. And on my spare time, I play video games, working with Photoshop-like software, and writing music.
And you've also worked at CJMQ. That's really great. What are your plans for the future?
My plan is to get out of the house as soon as possible, get a high school diploma, go to college and university, and write music, form a band, and become a filmmaker.
Wow, that sounds really interesting and exciting. And so this past week at the event, you were able to hear the guest speaker. What did you take away from his experiences that he shared?
He's a worker for IGA, and he has good memories. He keeps up on track with his schedule.
Okay, so you say he has good memory. Did he explain how he developed that?
Mm-hmm. He keeps an agenda with him.
That would help his memory for sure.
Yes.
I know that helps mine.
Yeah.
And all his ordering that he does. Remember he said all his lists were in his head and he'd order by memory. Yeah, he's quite amazing to do that. So he explained to the guys how he did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of his skills, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's a good communicator, would you say?
Yes.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so how will that help you in the future?
It would help me. It'll help me get organized, keep up time, and use a lot of energy to work.
Great. We also have Patrick LaMarche with us. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Patrick? Where do you live?
I live in Lennoxville, Quebec, and I'm 21 years old, and I'm a student at the Distance Education Program, working in my language arts level 5 right now. And I work at the Lake Griffon, which is a card and game shop.
And so what do you do there?
Well, I organize cards. I send cards by series, by color and alphabetical order, and sometimes I put cards in albums or boxes. And that's what I usually do.
It sounds like it's a pretty detailed job.
Yes, it is.
It takes a lot of concentration.
Yeah.
Great. And so when you attended the event this past week and you heard the guest speaker speak about his experiences and also give some advice, what did you take away from that? What did you learn? What things will help you in the future or in your career path?
You know, well, the things that I learned there, I already learned by now that I must socialize more with people and and to make eye contact with them, and as I use my skills to maybe help other people in the future.
Yes,
good. That's good. And also, it's really great that more and more people are becoming aware of autism. Mm-hmm. Do you have some future activities planned?
Well, there's another activity planned which we're not involved with, but we will possibly be attending. It's SATAID. It's a community organization who supports people and families who live with autism. And they're organizing a walk at Jacques Cartier Park on Saturday afternoon to raise awareness. And awareness is like communicating, talking, getting to know each other, getting to know these young adults with autism. I've only started in the last 2-3 years working with clients with high-functioning autism, and I'm impressed every time when I see new ideas or new skills or what they're able to do. They always blow me away. So it's just getting to know them and appreciate them, and I truly believe that everybody has a place in society. Mm-hmm. And this reminds me, like 25 years ago when we were starting to integrate people with disabilities, intellectual disabilities, I think we're on a process, the same thing with autism. And the more that we talk about it, more we respect people with autism and for what they are, I think more they'll find a place in society. So I want to be part of that with these guys.
Well, that's really great. That's great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today and for helping us learn more about autism and for helping us to become more aware.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.